You would try to just have it for like, 15 minutes or something. Mm-hmm. Because I could imagine that we could talk a long time. Yeah. But let's make it short. Mm.
And then we would talk in another situation.
So maybe we can say we ask like 3-4 maximum 4 questions maybe, and so just to know like you have just we just have a few maybe 4 minutes for each, just again because it can we can really talk for a long time when we are like four people,
but on the other hand it can also maybe we go into the others.
Let's see how it goes. Okay, but thank you for being here. And I think for me it would just be wonderful to begin with just if you'd like to share about what Pyumani is, like if you had to present it, what would you say? what is Pyumani?
Mentre voi parlate, while you answer, I think how to translate the vision if you want.
Okay.
That would be nice.
We have a
but
vision.
I need time to translate it in English.
Okay, thank you.
The date we prepare. The Pyumani is a spontaneous group born inside Rive, that is the Italian network of ecovillages, and we answered to something that was mancante?
Missing.
In a world,
se preferisci.
In a world full of words, we introduced the contact with the respect and awareness about it, and art also, music, but also spirituality. In fact, our motto is deepness with lightness. So we believe truly that through art and lightness and theater and art, we can convey deep concept, meaningful
content.
And
meanings.
A boy.
It's, for me, it's very difficult to resume. I don't know, because it's something that you live. It's not something that you know. And for me, it's a way of life. It's like it contains a lot of things that I've learned from other places. But it the way of living of Pyumani is inside everyone for me. And some people maybe haven't discovered yet this Pyumanità. That is, for me, it's a new way of getting in touch with my humanity and myself, and myself connecting with other people. So all the things that he said, like art, theater, all the way that the talent of the people can express, so it's for me it's very related to that, and to create in this new way of staying together in a new relationship also, and using all the instrument, I don't know, all the like tools like empathic communication,
the circle way,
the. The awareness of in the contact, a new way of touched by other.
Co-listening.
All these tools help to fulfill our vision. That I don't know if...
Which is... Yeah, for me, too, I mean, the essence of it is, for me, too, is like an empty space where each one can find himself and put his own talent. I try it. You help me. So and also the fact that the process is more important than the result. So also this is our vision, but for me, the magic that's beyond it is how we created it and then how we, you know, constantly evolve it. So humans are, we are bumping hearts that decided to live in love, reconnect, rediscovering the authenticity. We experiment new ways of being together where each one can reconnect to its own essence and shine in all its colors. We dance on the frequency of nature in listening of each instant and each heartbeat. That's our vision in a few sentences.
I want to go. I want to hang it.
And silence too is very important.
She represents.
Silence and deep listening.
Thank you so much. I'm also just to understand it in a more practical way, maybe. Could you share a little bit about, like, how big is the group and, like, is there a lot of different people who are involved in different ways? I know from knowing you that right now you're doing a caravan where there's some of you from the Pure Money group that are joining, but just to understand, like, the how does it work?
So as I said, we born inside the movement of Rive during a gathering of Rive 8 years ago. Then gradually this thing of Più Mani avuto successo. Was successful. People required it, and so gradually we understood that we can fly with our own wings and started to have our own gatherings, Puman camp, Puman gatherings, and it's not so easy to say how many people are involved, because it's very fluid movement, but we arrived to keep gatherings of 100 people.
But usually many people, you have to say no to many people who want to come.
Yeah, and people always changes also. So there are some hundreds of people involved, I think. And during these years, we had also a couple of experience of community in a defined place, but then we moved on. There is this dream to have a human nest somewhere, a camp from where we can spread and continue to have meeting, because one part of our mission is to give this opportunity to feel a tribe. We can consider ourselves a tribe, diffusa,
spread.
A tribe that is spread all over in the country at the moment. But we dream also to have one nucleum and then continue to travel around, to have camps all around. And also, yeah, we are also experimenting this new kind of community for us, that is this mobile community, the caravan, and it's very, very interesting and very intense also, because we are all days together.
But I wanted to say that, because as we said, Pumans are very spread out, and it's very difficult to say who are Pumans, because many people that join and have a big impact on the Pumanity now, they don't come to the events maybe anymore, or they come once every 3 years. So also this experiment of co-living is not the whole Pumans. It's just some Pumans, they created some experiment of co-living. And you wanted to say something?
Yeah, I was that there is a small group of people that because it's a very large group, but in these years there are some people that give energy more than other. Okay, so there is a small group that is very fluid also. There are 5-6 people, but then there are 20 people that want to create and join and co-create events and camp.
And they change all the time. Who organizes the camp is not always the same people. It's each camp is a different group.
It's open to a different group, but the people that want to, we call
to give the sparkle.
Flamekeeper.
Flamekeeper.
Which is also changing.
Yeah, it's changing. For example, in 3 days we will be organizing the August camp, that is the bigger one. Maybe this year we will have 150, maybe 200 people, and we will be like 12 people organizing in this moment.
Of course there are some, I mean, like Lapis and Majid, who created it and give energy to this movement through all these years. But then of course sometimes also them are not there, you know. It's of course there are some people that are there since the beginning, some people arrive later, but then give more energy than others, you know. Also if they're brand new, they can already give a lot of energy and make the next camp also people who just arrived. So it changed a lot.
That's just, I mean, the old people, let's say them old people, they're more there to make sure that that really the newcomers, they know what is the intention, because maybe from outside you don't immediately understand, or you think you understand, but it's much more deeper sometimes to keep a circle, or it's not only, also if we're talking about the instrument, it's not only the instrument, but to really pass it on like we feel it, because it's different to see it in one way, or to see it like I see in the in the way we more than see it, or we feel it, maybe. I could say it is
I don't know if you have, maybe it's another question, but for me it's also important to like to say how we organize usually our camps. It gives an idea of it's important, because till now Pumans are mostly the events. So the main structure that is usually for all the events, maybe is interesting to understand how it works. If you want to say it, or
we took inspiration from Circle Way camps that are organized with clans. This for the reason to create union among people, and also intimate spaces for sharing. We added something that we have not only clans that meet to share, but the same clans also take care of the camp. They meet twice a day, one time to share emotionally, and the other time to be in the kitchen, or maybe
cleaning
or
needs fire.
Exactly, for all what the camp needs, there are the clan to reduce the difference between organizers and participants. We don't want this difference so much, also responding to
heritage,
an heritage from Manitonquat, the Circle Way. He said, "What you can do is continue to do these camps and give the opportunity to the people to feel the tribe, because we lost our tribe, and this sense of separations come from that. And so, even if I will be not here anymore, you continue to do these camps, so we are doing it."
I like also that the Pumans already inspired some other people. They are now doing events very similar to the Pumans, but in their own spaces. So this is already spreading like a way of doing stuff. Then each one can do it in his own way, but then it's also una fucina. It's also like
a workshop
where people can, you know, experiment how to, you know, also guide and focalize and facilitate, and then they can spread it around also if they are not actually namely related to Pumans. Then they start doing their own stuff, but inspired from this way.
So there's like a Pumani facilitation way, kind of.
Not really, but in a way, I mean, this fact of adding laughing theater to deepness, and this way of creating the clan to work together, which is also a way of connecting and sharing.
Maybe these team buildings that we are having, we can say it's a Puman way of facilitating.
Would you like to
not so much.
Also, it's important to say that, that the events are mostly empty spaces where each one can do his own workshop. So it's the vibe is very different according to who's at the camp, you know, because each one also just arrived can give his own.
I wanted to say this is mostly the difference when you say there is now events which are similar from the Pumanis, but in the Puman camp it's very important that there is this space of the workshop, and that maybe only in the morning there is a little bit of structure which we give mostly for the new people. If we see is there is a camp with a lot of old people, like, we won't do the Circle Way, so we can do another thing or another workshop already, which offering like someone, like we did also here, like here we ask, you can do this, wow, so do it for everyone. So to just mostly it happens also in the camp, like maybe in the first 2 days we're very present and we were and then it's like and then the people who get inspired by this energy, and then they get them inside, and this I like very much. This thing of changing, also like,
so it's a way of setting the tone somehow, build a culture that needs because it's new from, in the mainstream culture, to create that frame somehow.
So it's holding the space, you know, holding the energy where it can happen many different kind of magic.
So I'm wondering how, what you see is very important in that the first days in the camp or the first workshops here, like how to put this new way of being together. What tools do you really think is important, or do you have like, this is important to bring from the very beginning, or? Because when it's a lot of new people,
I would say the energy more than tools. It's the energy that we put, and the vibes that are perceivable, and so I experienced that in every camp people feel very, very fast. They feel part of something.
And yeah, they feel in a safe place where usually people, that's what says, and also my experience when I joined them like, in the beginning, but I felt a safe space where I could really, you know, show myself and also take roles and be myself at 100%.
I think the first tool is like what we like, all of us, I think, which is connecting us, is to feel really the people. You come in a new place and you see all the people and you say, wow, now I want to know this one, and to connect them, like this kind of intention, and to spend time with the people, to have the joy of giving time to the people and create together some energy. I think this is, I won't say it's a technique or it's an instrument which you apply first and then...
It's a mix of instruments.
Yeah.
As she was saying, it's embodying. I mean, when you make a path that brought you to know many things, that you really embodied. You don't have to use a tool. You just are the tool. So, like, non-judgment of the circle way, if you, you know, try to do it and then at the end, the other one says that when you look at him, you're really not judging, so he feels safe, for example, and many other things. Tools that you use then change your own way of being, and that creates the energy in the space.
It makes a lot of sense. It's very powerful to see also this, that you are really a group. Sometimes when there's only one facilitator holding a lot, like it for me, it helps so much that like, oh, you feel safe and feel the energy together, and then it's so easy for someone new, like just to, makes it very safe, it's very powerful. If we have to round up, is there any last?
I have one.
Is there any last words?
I have one important point. Is the gift economy. We believe in gift economy, and our meetings and any initiative, has always been in this way. That means that there is not a price to participate to Piumani. It's something that we propose as a gift to people, and people that comes can put a gift to support this movement, and we use the magic hat to collect donation every meal.
Like in Rainbow.
Yeah. Like in Rainbow. We have a song that is like a ritual, but very funny and happy moment. And we collect the donations that is free. I should say that also any future initiative from Piumani will be like this, because it's another way, it's an alternative to a crazy economy that we are experiencing in this society. And so it's a pace more towards another reality, another concept. There is no obligation, no obligation of reciprocity, but we are doing something and giving something because we like to do it.
No one is paid. I mean, there's we also tried some economy where we can also take from the magic hat, like if someone, you know, put a lot of energy for organizing, for the movements and stuff, mm-hmm. but then mm-hmm. no one does it as a job. We're all at the same level because we all put and you can put, I mean, as in, you can put love, you can put your energy, you can put money if you have, but it's not that important. Mm-hmm. We would do it anyway.
So inspiring. Thank you so much for giving this gift. That was really a gift.
Thank you for your question.
Thank you for your gift to be here and ask this interview. Is it important to record this sound?
The only important thing.
Most important.